First of all, let me just say this. Kudos to you, truly, because what you've done, stepping away from what others expected, choosing not to live someone else's story, not to follow the script they handed you, is powerful. It takes real courage to break away from the rhythm of what's been modeled, what's been pushed, what's been expected. And you did that. You made a decision to create your own life. That deserves to be honored. You deserve to applaud yourself this morning, not because you have it all figured out, but because you had the strength to say, "This version of life that everyone else keeps handing me, it's not mine." You had the guts to rewrite the narrative, to stop accepting pain as normal, to stop surviving just to please everyone around you. That is a divine shift, and not everybody has the strength to make it. It's easy to fall into default mode, especially at the beginning of a new week. It's easy for your mind to drift back to what last week looked like. The hard conversations, the disappointment, the cycles you thought you'd broken. You start thinking, here we go again. You feel yourself bracing for another round of what feels familiar but draining. But this week is not like last week, because you are not the same person. And that decision you made, when you chose to live differently, to think differently, to surrender your plans to God, it changed your path. The old energy can't stick to you anymore. The old systems don't fit. The version of you that tolerated anything less than alignment is gone. So as you walk into this week, carry this truth with you. You've already done the hard thing. You've already chosen yourself. You've already said yes to God's vision for your life. And because of that, there's grace waiting for you in every corner of this new beginning. There's peace that passes understanding. There's favor on your footsteps. You're not going backward. You're not starting over. You're building forward on a foundation that was created by your own boldness to live a life that's actually yours. And that? That's sacred. That's divine. And that's only the beginning. If you've been feeling stuck, drained, or even discouraged as this week begins, I want you to pause for a second and consider this. That heaviness you're carrying, that resistance you're feeling, that sense of not again, that's not your truth. It's just the whisper of the enemy trying to hijack your momentum. That's how the devil wants you to feel, defeated before you even begin. But you have the power to shift the story. Take ownership of your life today. Say it out loud if you have to. Today I woke up, and that means God gave me another opportunity. Another chance to choose better, to move with intention, to speak from faith and not fear. You may not have realized before how sacred your words are, how every single one helps shape the world you're stepping into. You may not have realized how essential it is to renew your mind, not just once, but every single day. But now you know. And now you get to move differently. Every time you choose to align your words with God's promises, even when you don't see it yet, you anchor your faith. You start building a future based on what He's spoken to you in the Spirit, not what the world is screaming in your face. This is what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. It means showing up for the vision when nothing around you looks like it's working. It means speaking life while you're still surrounded by what feels like lack. It means being careful with your thoughts, because they're the blueprint of your becoming. You don't have to fake positivity. You don't have to force joy. But you do have to take authority over the atmosphere of your life. That starts with renewing your mind. It continues with speaking words of purpose. And it deepens when you commit to putting in the work, even when nobody sees it yet. God didn't bring you this far to let you shrink now. You are powerful. You are equipped. And you are not starting over. You're building forward. From this moment on, take your story back. Shape it with your words, anchor it in faith, and watch what God does with a surrendered, steady heart. There is something powerful and divine about a person who wakes up with their own mind, a person who's no longer under the grip of old programming, manipulation, or the heavy chains of generational bondage. I want you to really sit with this truth today. You have broken something in your bloodline that nobody before you had the strength, or maybe the clarity, to face. And the devil is mad about it. You didn't just pray casually. You didn't just talk about change. You wrestled with it. You pushed yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, to the point of exhaustion, to shatter the cast of a generational curse that tried to own you. You said enough, and heaven backed you up. And now you've stepped into something new, a freedom of thought, a clarity of spirit. a voice that actually sounds like you, and not the voices of everyone who tried to shape you. The enemy is shaken because the spell is broken. For so long, darkness had a grip on your mind, not because you were weak, but because humanity has been under spiritual attack since the beginning of time. Thoughts twisted, truth distorted, generations taught to survive dysfunction instead of heal. But God said, "This ends with you." And you agreed. Now, when you wake up, you don't just move automatically. You pause. You discern. You observe your thoughts and ask, "Is this from God or from fear?" That kind of self-awareness is kingdom. That kind of spiritual discipline is dangerous to the enemy. Because someone who can think clearly, someone who knows how to align their mind with the Word of God, is unstoppable. This morning, when you chose to observe rather than react, you stepped into your authority. When you examined your thoughts and filtered them through truth, you walked in dominion. That's not just mental health, it's spiritual strategy. That's how you protect the inheritance God is birthing through you. So yes, the enemy is mad. People who benefited from your confusion might be uncomfortable now. But don't shrink. Don't backtrack. You earned this clarity. You fought for this peace. God awakened you for such a time as this. And from here forward, you walk in power and on purpose. You know what's wild? If you just took a moment, like truly sat in stillness and looked back over your life, you would be stunned by what you've survived. Astonished, really, because most people wouldn't have made it through what you have. And if you're being honest, sometimes you weren't sure you were going to make it either. But somehow you're still here, still standing, still showing up. And it's not because you had all the answers or all the strength. It was because God had his hand on you the entire time. It wasn't your logic that saved you. It wasn't your connections. It wasn't your bank account. It was divine protection. It was grace. It was favor. The kind of favor that walks into the fire with you and pulls you out without the smell of smoke on your clothes. So now don't let the whispers of insecurity lie to you. Don't let the delays fool you into thinking you're behind. Don't let the enemy convince you that your time has passed. It hasn't. And this week, you're going to win. Why? Because you've already made it through storms that were designed to bury you. This week is just another opportunity for heaven to show off through your obedience. And I know you've had people try to make you feel small. They used their words, their silence, their manipulation to make you question your worth. And those old insecurities, they try to creep back in, don't they? They show up in your mind, your body, your decisions, and it feels like time keeps slipping and you can't quite get your footing. But here's the truth I need you to anchor into today. You are chosen, not because you're perfect, but because you're aligned. And the ones who tried to play you, the manipulative, the dishonest, the ones who wanted access to your light but never honored your soul, they don't get to define your worth. You are walking in wisdom now. You've seen too much. You've been through too much. You've healed from too much to ever let that old story write your next chapter. You're not just going to win this week. You're going to shine. Because the Most High already called it finished. And you? You're just catching up to the victory that's already yours.